This is Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast. Episode 177, Lucky Motel.
Motel was a bonus track on the Japanese release of the April 17, 2013 remaster of the 2001 album Zoom. It was recorded in Jeff Lynne's California home studio, Bungalow Palace.
We appreciate your calling to confirm your reservation. I have it right here in front of me.
Hi, I'm Eric Winsenson.
And I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And we are visiting the Lucky Motel, not the Heartbreak Hotel. But we're visiting the one where you're up all night to get lucky.
I would like to say that no, we are not both going to the Lucky Motel at the same time with each other.
No, we are going to be getting separate rooms if that's going to be the case, yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of like the unwritten rule that you do not sit with other guys and watch certain types of art films that are best viewed alone.
Do these films have boobies?
Of course.
Oh, those are my favorite art films.
All art films have boobies, except they're artful boobies instead of gratuitous boobies. Because if it's in French, then all of a sudden, the boobies are fine.
Boobs is boobs.
But back to the song, Lucky Motel, that is a bonus track on the Japanese reissue of Zoom. Well, there's some Bevan-like drumming on this.
I thought that too.
Yeah, at first I'm going, how old is this song? And it turns out, yeah, it was not really that old. It's just Jeff Lynne piddling around again. Except this time he's using the ukulele as his own personal piddle pot instead of the guitar. I guess there's some guitar in there too, and there's some drumming that doesn't sound like Jeff drumming. And it's a nice little short instrumental. It'd probably work good in a movie. As a bonus track, it's not exactly something I would shell out actual extra money for. But it's pretty good. In fact, it's unfortunately, in its few minutes that it is, a lot more creative than everything on Zoom.
Let me tell you everything that I hate about this song. Last week I went off on Jeff about One Day and how it just all sounds the same and everything. And what I really hate about this one is you can't find it. Just like whatever the good song that I liked a couple weeks ago, it's not on Spotify, you can't get it on Amazon, you can't get it through iTunes. You can find a video on YouTube, or you can do what I did and ask one of my ELOologist friends who has everything and say, can you shoot me your copy of Lucky Motel so I can use it for the podcast? And that's what I had to do. Where is this kind of stuff in Jeff Lynne's 21st century discography? When I saw that it was a bonus track on Zoom remaster in Japan only, I was, oh boy, is this going to be another song that sounds like it's from 1990? And no. I'm just so almost moved to tears that finally I get something out of Jeff Lynne in the 21st century that doesn't sound like Armchair Theater or Wilbur's Volume 3 or Cloud 9 or anything like that. I love this song. I would pay for this song if I could get it in America without having to YouTube or ask a friend. See, I know Jeff has it in him. I just wish this kind of stuff would come out more. This doesn't sound like anything he's done since 1987. And it proves that if you give Jeff Lynne an instrument, he can do something with it. And he can do something really pretty good with it. He's never used a ukulele before on an ELO song. Here we go. And he does it in a really great, in a wonderful way. It's not another song that sort of sounds like Tiny Tim or something like that, which most ukulele songs kind of sound like. People pick up the ukulele and they think, oh, I'll just strum on it like Tiny Tim or something like that. Jeff takes what is kind of a goofy instrument and actually gives some credibility to it, that it can be used for more than just strumming aloha-y or some Hawaiian kind of music. And yeah, the drumming, it sounds Jeffish, but there's also some Bevan in there. One tiny complaint I have about the song is I wish Bev Bevan would have been on this. While Jeff's drumming is pretty good on this, Bevan's drumming would have been a whole lot more powerful and would have brought more to it. And there are some drum fills here that kind of remind me of the drum fills on Fire on High.
Listen up, people. Here's a snippet for Jill.
It's a wonderful song. Why can't Jeff do more stuff like this? I don't know. Maybe I should put an asterisk by that. Because then if he does that, he might do that for the next 30 years and every song would sound like Lucky Motel. It's great. I love it. Do this more. Do more experimentation. Pick up a crazy... Get a glockenspiel. Get a... what is this thing? A flexitone or whatever it is? Do something with that. Enough with the guitar, bass, drums. We've heard it a lot.
Yes, we have. You wouldn't believe how creative you can get with a ukulele. The reason most people don't care about if somebody's strumming it, especially if you're watching YouTube videos, is because it's usually some pretty girl in her 20s strumming the ukulele, and I don't think anybody's paying attention to the ukulele. So.
Oh, I never noticed those were in there. Hmm. I was looking at something else besides the uke.
Yeah, one thing that would have been interesting to hear him try, if he's going to play the acoustic one, there are electric ukuleles.
Mm.
They're a little bit different tone, but they sound pretty much like an electric guitar. It's interesting.
With Jeff's production skill, and I can see him turning that ukulele, electric ukulele, into sounding like completely different things that would be interesting to hear come out of a ukulele, as long as it doesn't sound like 1990. I really like the guitar solo. With the ukulele, I don't really know if you can do a sad ukulele song. The ukulele part, it's kind of pretty bouncy and perky. And then over that, you've got this mournful guitar solo. I think that's two great sounds that sound great together. I know this isn't news. Jeff Lynne is a production genius, and he can do it really well. If maybe somebody gives him another instrument. It's a good thing George Harrison said, oh, only the cool people play ukuleles. And Jeff grabs a ukulele and, hey, watch me.
No, there was a band called Tornadic Ukulele. They used both acoustic and electric, and they did find ways of not always making it sound bouncy. They did do a cover of a Cure song. So.
Okay. Yeah, it's a great song. And it makes me sad. Because looking ahead...
This is it.
Yeah.
This is the last flash of creativity.
Pretty much.
For a long, 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 long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got something to say about Lucky Motel? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
623-850-3375.
It's a lucky motel.
This is one of those station breaks.
You know, a station break is the time it takes
to tell you your tune to
WDGY,
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
back to ELO.
Well, hello, everybody. It's me, that Dono guy, that Zany New Thing, talking to you from the bowels of the Arizona desert, and here's my take on Lucky Motel. I'm sure that I've mentioned this before, but it is worth noting again that we're entering one of the biggest frustrations dealing with Zoom, and that is listening to these unreleased tracks and wondering why this set track didn't make the cut in the original album in the first place. One Day is such a track. I may not have that ELO sound we are all used to, but it is a fine enough recording that it didn't push itself into the usual complaints level against this album. This short instrumental is another fine pick. Yep, it's not ELO, more like Jeff Lynne's solo material without the pressure that comes with the old band's name. However, taken on its own, it is not a bad little piece of Jeff flexing his creative muscles, just him discovering whatever sounds and ideas he'll bump into along the way. The big standout is the percussion, which is, I suspect, Jeff slapping himself on the thighs. Sure, that does sound kinky or a line from Monty Python, but since Jeff is rather stubborn about doing everything himself, I guess this simple and physical solution worked. And yep, I guess his legs and hands hurt for a spell. Ladies and gentlemen, he has suffered for his music, and now it's your turn.
Join the Facebook group Jeff Lynne's Blue World. Not only can you post anything even slightly tangentially related to ELO without some tin-plated nerd with delusions of godhood deleting or blocking you, not only can you debate ELO without someone questioning your authenticity as an ELO fan if you dare not like a song by Jeff Lynne, but best of all, you can win ELO calendars, ties, tumblers, pens, and many other quality, unauthorized, unlicensed ELO merchandise.
Is this a great country or what?
But you can only win that stuff at Jeff Lynne's Blue World on Facebook.
Me, I'm just a poor boy from across the far south land, and I've traveled many days to reach this place to make my stand. Once again, this is Mike Hudson here to share my thoughts on the Song of the Week. With few exceptions, I have a physical recording of almost everything that's been released by ELO, but this song appears on the 2013 Japanese remastered version of Zoom as an additional bonus track. Now, I have the 2001 Japanese release of Zoom that has Long Black Road as a bonus track, but I don't have the 2013 version of this track, so I had to pull it up on YouTube to give it a thorough and repeated listen. Lucky Motel owes a lot to Jeff's involvement with George Harrison. The opening ukulele reminds me a lot of the ukulele at the end of the Beatles' Free as a Bird that we all know Jeff produced along with Real Love for the Beatles anthology, and both of those are great songs too, I might add. Who would have thought we'd ever hear a ukulele in an ELO song? But then again, Jeff's thrown in some odd things in ELO songs over the years. There's an auto harp on It's Over, for example. And of course, the fire extinguisher on Mr. Blue Sky. Once the song kicks in, it has a mournful sound to the guitar that I especially like. The whole song has a haunting quality to it. At first, I was inclined to say this song sounded more like it should have been an outtake from Armchair Theater, but the more I listen to it, I can hear how it's related to other songs on Zoom. The bass line, especially, has a very similar feel to the bass line in Lonesome Lullaby. The tremolo effect on the guitar is also similar to the same sound used on several other songs from Zoom. I like this song. Well, actually, it's technically an instrumental because there are no vocals, but still the term song is commonly used to refer to any type of musical piece when talking about popular music. Oftentimes, songs like this that Jeff does seem a little short. When listening to Believe Me Now, Above the Clouds, or the Secret Messages double album version of After All, I find myself wishing the songs were longer, especially After All, because there actually is a longer version. It was just trimmed down for the album for some reason. This is one song, though, that I think maybe runs a little long. After the initial ukulele intro, Jeff repeats the same theme three times. Yes, the song only runs about 2 minutes and 8 seconds or so, which is short even for a Jeff Lynne song these days, but the repetition sounds a little boring. Although the song itself is quite good, maybe if Jeff had edited out the middle repetition, it would have made the song a little more concise, or perhaps even lengthened the song by inserting some kind of middle or bridge piece in between the second and third revolutions of the main theme. Yeah, it's just a small gripe, in an otherwise pretty good song. That's about all I've got to say today. Until next time, this is Mike Hudson, heading back to the Greenwood.
Say, hey, this is Troy. Lucky Motel. Yeah, I kind of like this. Kind of a quirky little ELO instrumental. I love ukuleles, and I love Jeff's use of a ukulele on this song, and then he sneaks in a synthesizer, and yet it doesn't overwhelm the ukulele, and then he brings in this guitar riff, which kind of goes throughout the whole song, which I like. And again, it doesn't overwhelm the ukulele. So when they're all three playing together, that's almost magic. I was looking at some of the comments on YouTube for this song after I listened to it, and there was one in particular that I really liked. Someone said that when they listen to this song, they can imagine Jeff and George Harrison sitting on the beach playing ukuleles. Oh, that is a nice picture. Now, I hope Jeff doesn't shed this mortal coil anytime soon. But I kind of like to think that when he does, that maybe he and George will be reunited. And maybe on the beach at whatever rock and roll heaven there may be, that he and Jeff will be lounging on the beach and playing their ukuleles and their guitars. Now that is a picture I'd like to see. Talk about heaven. You know, as the Righteous Brothers, well, Alan O'Day said it, but the Righteous Brothers sang it back in 1974. If there's a rock and roll heaven, you know they got a hell of a band. That was certainly true then, but it's even more true now, especially when you consider all the ones we've lost in just the past 5 years alone. So yeah, they do have a hell of a band, and one of those people that we lost, or I lost, is my father, and I hope he's there too, and I hope maybe he might be playing rhythm guitar alongside George and Jeff. Now that would be heaven to me. Oh well, this has been A Thought from Troy.
Like it, hate it, what does Madeline think?
This is what I think of the song. Eh. Let's see what the duck is says. He said that I don't like it, and I like it, but what it is more is I don't like it, and technically since I act like the duck, that's how I am of the song, so...
She hated it.
Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment, Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com. Keep up to date on the show by joining our Facebook group and spread the word by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. You can financially support the podcast at patreon.com/ELOpod. Next week, bonus tracks. Bonus tracks.
Meow.